Welcome to QuickPod, Tim Ferriss's podcast audio summaries, your go-to podcast for concise summaries of Tim Ferriss's best episodes. In each episode, we distill Tim Ferriss's insightful interviews into less than 20-minute summaries so that you can grasp the key takeaways quickly. Today we're summarizing Tim's episode featuring Rick Rubin, a legendary music producer known for his work with a diverse range of artists, from Tom Petty to Adele, Johnny Cash, to the Red Hot Chili Peppers. They discuss creativity, collaboration, and the impact of AI on art. In this episode, they touch on important points like Rick Rubin's creative process, techniques for unlocking creativity, and navigating interpersonal conflict in creative collaboration. Let's dive into it. Part 1, Rick Rubin's creative process. Rick Rubin begins by delving into his unique approach to creativity. He emphasizes the importance of having a blank slate when starting any project, allowing for a sense of discovery and emergence. Rubin's method is all about staying open to the possibilities that each new project brings, without preconceived notions or strict plans. "I go in with kind of a blind belief that something good will happen," he explains. This approach highlights the need for openness and patience in the creative journey. Tim Ferriss responds by discussing the parallels between Rick's process and his own experience with writing fiction. Tim mentions how he sometimes revises his work 50 or more times and seeks Rick's advice on managing such a process without losing the essence of the original idea. Rick advises balancing the revision process with stepping away and coming back with fresh eyes. "Sometimes the best decisions come from a place of not overthinking," he notes. This emphasizes the importance of giving yourself space to let your subconscious work through problems and come back to your work with a fresh perspective. Rick continues to share his insights on how he gathers material for his projects. He explains that over the years he has done hundreds of hours of interviews about specific projects or general creative philosophies. These conversations are then distilled into notes and reflections, which he revisits to find broader principles that can apply to various creative challenges. This iterative process of reflection and application helps him to understand his own creative instincts and methodologies better. One key aspect of Rick's process is his belief in the power of intuition. He talks about the importance of trusting your gut feelings and being attuned to the subtle cues that can guide your creative decisions. For Rick, this means being in tune with the present moment and allowing himself to be guided by his inner sense of what feels right. He believes that the best creative work often comes from a place of deep personal resonance and authenticity. Rick also touches on the importance of creating an environment that fosters creativity. He suggests surrounding yourself with inspiring art, literature, and music, and taking time to immerse yourself in nature. These elements can provide the raw material that fuels your creative mind and helps you see the world in new ways. By creating a rich sensory environment, you can keep your creative wellspring replenished and ready to produce new and exciting work. Part 2, The Creative Act, Inspirations and Comparisons. Next, Rick Rubin discusses the inspirations behind his new book, The Creative Act, A Way of Being. He draws comparisons to profound philosophical works like the Tao Te Ching and The Artist's Way. Rubin wanted his book to be a timeless piece that could resonate with readers for generations, much like these classic texts. One of the wishes was to have a Tao-like experience, Rick shares, emphasizing that while the content of his book differs, he aimed for it to evoke a similar sense of timeless wisdom. He elaborates that his intention was to create a book that wasn't about his life or the specific projects he's worked on, but rather about the mindset and philosophy that allows creativity to flourish. This is why the book avoids detailed personal anecdotes and focuses instead on universal principles that can apply to any creative endeavor. "I wanted it to be about the mindset that allows the creation to happen," he explains. Tim Ferriss and Rick Rubin discuss how this approach makes the book accessible and relevant to a wide audience. By not anchoring the content to his personal experiences, Rick has created a guide that can inspire and inform anyone, regardless of their background or field of interest. This universality is a key strength of the book, making it a valuable resource for artists, entrepreneurs, and anyone looking to enhance their creative capacities. Rick also mentions that the book took years to come together as he sought to deeply understand and articulate the principles that guide his creative work. He reflects on the iterative nature of the writing process, where he continuously refined his ideas until they resonated with the clarity and depth he aimed for. It took 7 years to get to this point of understanding, Rick notes, underscoring the patience and persistence required to produce a work of lasting value. Part 3, Techniques for Unlocking Creativity. Rick Rubin continues by sharing practical techniques for unlocking creativity. One of his key methods is to break down tasks into small, actionable steps that make the creative process more manageable. He recounts a story about working with Neil Diamond, where he had Neil play the guitar while singing to create a more genuine performance. This tactic helped Neil to focus less on performing and more on connecting with the music. Rick emphasizes, the goal is to get closer to reality, where it's real, where you believe what he's saying. Rick also discusses the importance of setting aside time for creative work and treating it with the same seriousness as any other important task. This involves creating a dedicated space for creativity, free from distractions, where you can immerse yourself in your work. By establishing a routine in a conducive environment, you can train your mind to enter a creative state more easily. Another technique Rick highlights is the use of random prompts or exercises to spark new ideas. He mentions how opening a book to a random page and finding a line to use as a catalyst can lead to unexpected and inspiring results. This method helps to break through creative blocks and encourages a playful, exploratory approach to creativity. Rick also stresses the importance of patience and persistence. He notes that creativity often involves a lot of trial and error, and it's essential to stay committed even when progress seems slow. You have to be willing to do the 100 experiments to get to the one that works, he says. This willingness to experiment and fail is crucial for discovering new possibilities and pushing the boundaries of your work. In addition to these techniques, Rick talks about the role of collaboration in the creative process. He believes that working with others can provide valuable new perspectives and help you see your work in a different light. Whether it's getting feedback from trusted colleagues or collaborating on a project, involving others in your creative journey can enhance the quality and depth of your work. Part 4, Interpersonal Conflict in Creative Collaboration. In this part of the episode, Rick Rubin addresses the challenges of interpersonal conflict in creative collaboration. He highlights the common issue of ego conflicts in bands and teams, where decisions are often driven by who can fight harder for their idea rather than what is best for the project. Rick advises that a successful collaborative process involves removing personal biases and focusing solely on the merits of each idea. The goal is to get to the best idea, not necessarily your idea, he states. To manage this, Rick employs blind testing, especially when selecting mixes for an album. By not knowing which mix belongs to which engineer, he ensures that choices are made purely based on the quality of the work. This strategy helps to eliminate bias and promote fairness in decision-making. Rick explains that creating a culture of openness and respect is essential for effective collaboration. He encourages team members to listen actively to each other and to prioritize the project's success over individual recognition. This involves setting clear expectations at the outset and fostering an environment where everyone feels valued and heard. Tim Ferriss adds that this approach can be particularly valuable in entrepreneurial settings, where strong personalities and differing opinions often collide. He and Rick discuss the importance of having explicit conversations about collaboration and conflict resolution at the beginning of any project to ensure everyone is on the same page. Rick also shares some practical tips for resolving conflicts when they arise. He suggests taking a step back and looking at the issue from a broader perspective, asking what's best for the project as a whole. This shift in focus can help to depersonalize the conflict and make it easier to find a solution that everyone can agree on. By addressing the common challenges of creative collaboration and offering practical strategies for managing conflict, Rick Rubin provides valuable insights that can help teams work more effectively together and produce better results. Part 5, engaging with AI and creativity. Tim Ferriss inquires about Rick Rubin's views on the increasing role of artificial intelligence in artistic processes. Rick sees AI as a tool for inspiration and curation, rather than a replacement for human creativity. The computer can do the making, but it's the human curation that makes it art, he asserts. Rick suggests using AI to generate endless streams of music or ideas, and then curating the best moments to incorporate into a larger human-driven project. This approach allows artists to leverage AI's capabilities for producing vast amounts of content while still relying on human intuition and taste to create meaningful and resonant art. Rick also expresses some skepticism about AI-generated art, noting that he has yet to encounter AI-generated images or music that move him in the same way that human-created art does. I haven't felt them, he says, emphasizing the irreplaceable human element in art that connects deeply with audiences. Overall, Rick Rubin sees AI as a valuable tool for augmenting the creative process, but believes that human creativity and curation remain essential for producing truly impactful art. Part 6, practical advice for aspiring creators. Rick Rubin offers practical advice for aspiring creators, emphasizing the importance of setting and maintaining creative commitments. Whether it's writing one short fiction piece per week or producing a certain number of tracks, the key is discipline and consistency. Rick notes, if you commit to it, you can do anything. He suggests creating a routine and a dedicated space for creative work, treating it with the same seriousness as any other important task. This involves eliminating distractions and setting aside specific times for creative activities, which can help train your mind to enter a creative state more easily. Rick also talks about the value of constructive feedback. He advises seeking feedback from people who genuinely care about your work and can provide meaningful insights. This helps to avoid the pitfalls of mass online opinions that may be more destructive than helpful. Find a welcoming audience, Rick suggests, emphasizing the importance of supportive and insightful feedback. Tim Ferriss and Rick discuss the importance of patience and persistence in the creative journey. Rick notes that creativity often involves a lot of trial and error, and it's essential to stay committed even when progress seems slow. You have to be willing to do the 100 experiments to get to the one that works, he says. This willingness to experiment and fail is crucial for discovering new possibilities and pushing the boundaries of your work. Rick also stresses the importance of staying curious and open to new experiences. He believes that immersing yourself in inspiring art, literature, and music, and taking time to explore nature can provide the raw material that fuels your creative mind. By keeping your sensory environment rich and varied, you can continuously replenish your creative wellspring. Overall, Rick Rubin's practical advice for aspiring creators emphasizes discipline, patience, and the value of supportive feedback. His approach encourages creators to stay committed to their craft, remain open to new experiences, and persist through challenges to achieve their full creative potential. Part 7, conclusion and personal reflections. To wrap up, Tim Ferriss reflects on the profound insights shared by Rick Rubin throughout the episode. He highlights the importance of approaching creativity with an open mind, embracing intuition, and being willing to experiment and fail. Tim notes that Rick's emphasis on creating a supportive and inspiring environment for creativity is a valuable takeaway for anyone looking to enhance their creative output. Rick Rubin's practical techniques for unlocking creativity, managing interpersonal conflict and collaboration, and navigating decision-making in artistic direction offer a comprehensive guide for aspiring creators. His views on the role of AI in art and the importance of human curation underscore the unique value of human creativity. The key takeaways from this episode include the importance of starting with a blank slate, breaking down tasks into manageable steps, focusing on the best ideas regardless of personal biases, and using AI as a tool for inspiration. Rick's practical advice on maintaining creative commitments and seeking constructive feedback provides valuable insights for anyone looking to enhance their creative journey. If you enjoyed this summary, make sure to follow QuickPod and check out Tim's original episode for a more in-depth exploration. See you next time.